What do you get when you combine a founding member of the hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan, a nonprofit group called the Hip-Hop Chess Federation, and the virtual game firm Chess Park? You get a new website called WuChess. Its creators hope to combine gaming with social networking for those people who love hip-hop as much as they love chess. Think that's a small crowd? As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, it's not as small as you might think.
Wu-Tang Clan member The RZA says the connections between chess and hip-hop run deep.
Music is mathematical. Chess is mathematical. Music has a flow to it. Chess has a flow to it. Chess actually has a hidden harmony to it, actually.
In fact, every major city has a park where pickup chess meets street jams. Jack Moffat remembers a scene from the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Nothing. You sure you play this game? Maybe you want to go down to Chinatown, play some Chinese checkers, huh?
The chess players there are playing, you know, very aggressively. When you see that scene in that movie, you can sort of see the link between the aggressiveness of how those people are playing chess and sort of the aggressiveness of hip-hop music.
Moffat runs an online company called Chess Park. Through that, he stumbled upon the hip-hop chess subculture. The idea with WuChess is to create a gathering place where people can jam, talk trash, and play chess online. One thing led to another, and he met the RZA, one of hip-hop's original chess kings.
Wu-Tang style is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
Roar, I'ma give it to you with no trivia.
The Wu-Tang Clan made its name with rhymes like "The Mystery of Chess Boxing." The RZA recites a favorite line from another rap called Cypher.
On 64 squares, lined up in 8 columns, we sit and meditate and calculate life problems.
The RZA doesn't just rap about chess. He's actually quite good. After a show, he once set up a board at his dinner table in the middle of a club. He waited as, one by one, people sat down across from him. Hip-Hop Chess Federation founder Adisa Benjoko remembers it well.
I watched him destroy. I don't even know how many people he went through. I just sat and watched. And it was crazy. Not only how good he was, but how close some of these people came, and then he pulled the rug up from under them.
But the RZA admits he's not as much of an online gamer as some of his bandmates.
Jizza plays more online than me, and True Master, they play online every day. They play each other. They could be 2 blocks away, and they'd be online playing each other. I'd rather go to your house, you know what I mean?
On the WuChess site, members instant message each other. Eventually, it'll likely include a way to exchange or recommend music. It costs $48 a year. Most internet startups offer services for free, funded by advertising. Wharton Business School professor Kevin Warbeck sums up WuChess's risks and potential rewards this way.
Once you start charging anything, then people have to have some confidence level that they're going to get some value out of it. That's a hurdle. On the other hand, what you get in return for that is you get cold hard cash from the user up front.
WuChess has relatively few startup costs. Chess Park already had the game software. And the RZA himself is a marketing machine. Through the Hip Hop Chess Federation, he participates in youth chess tournaments. He's kicking off a tour sponsored by WuChess. And he and other celebrities promise to play on the site often. The RZA's is taking hip hop chess online is about more than just making money.
No, I played the game against the editor of New York Times not too long ago, who was actually a master himself, who beat me, but was pretty impressed with my game. So just meeting these kind of people, these people that never would walk in my neighborhood, I never came to their neighborhood, or we never would thought that we had this common thing, and we're finding something common through chess.
So, all you chess nerds, listen up.
Cause I'm a man, no matter what the name, we're all the same pieces in one big chess game. Yeah.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Go take a shower, boy.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.